1861 to 1865, greenbacks were printed during the American Civil War under Abraham Lincoln. Greenbacks were paper notes with greenbacks, which were considered legal tender by law even though they had no gold or silver backing. When Lincoln was asked whether the famous words, "In God We Trust," should also be printed on these notes, he replied ironically with another biblical quotation, "It would have been better to write, 'I have no silver or gold, but I will give you all that I have.'" In the reality, this was to emphasize the absence of a precious metal backing for the issuance of new circulating money, and that the conversion of notes into precious metals could not be done by right, but only in trust in the credibility of the U.S. government. 1869, President Ulysses S. Grant, with the intention of returning to the underlying metal, signed the Public Credit Act. Thanks to this act, greenbacks could be converted into gold or equivalent currencies, with the intention of gradually returning to the pre-war standard. 1873 to 1896, this period showed how economic policies not driven by demand for a service can have harmful side effects. The development of the railway network was encouraged without any real need at the time. This led to the bankruptcy of Jay, Cook and Company in 1873 and the Great Strike of 1877. There was also pressure from interest groups for favorable monetary policies. 1878, the term fiat money was coined at a meeting of the Greenback Party. The meaning of fiat comes from Latin and means, "let it be done," meaning the possibility of generating money when needed and without potential constraints. 1890 to 1893, fixed rates between the price of silver and the price of gold weakened the dollar, creating turmoil and fear in the markets. The discovery and exploitation of new silver deposits increased the supply of silver and consequently decreased its market value. This led to holders of silver taking it to mints to have coins minted that had a higher face value than the material. The Sherman Silver Purchase Act of 1890 stopped the minting of silver coins.